This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision. Wow, that is way too high. Turn that down a little bit. There we go.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I didn't accidentally kill anybody in the control room with that loud sound, did I? I guess not. Joining me now, the weaponized, she is the weaponized woman. She is back from a, I presume to be what was a fun trip, she'll tell us.
Yeah.
That would be one young Keita Bussey. How are you doing today?
That's really good. So before I get into my trip, I think we need to cover getting pulled over. First, getting pulled over in general, what to do, how to handle it, and then with a firearm.
Okay.
I did not get pulled over, but it's a prerequisite for my story.
Okay.
So, if you get pulled over, have you ever been pulled over? I would assume you have. Pretty much everyone has.
I have, and mine was a particularly fun story, but please.
Okay, tell your story.
Okay, so I got pulled over for not, I had paid my taxes on my tag, but I didn't have the sticker.
Okay.
And I got pulled over for the tag, and I told the kid that pulled me over, you know, I've got a gun. And he looked particularly young. I said, listen, you can hang on to it while you do this ticket. So, he took it. It was a two-tone Kimber. And they took it back there. And then this other, his partner comes up and says, I saw this in a video the other day. And I said, yeah, I was the one that did it. So then he walks back. And then all of a sudden, two more patrol cars come rolling in with their lights on. And while the one guy was writing my ticket, I was being asked to pose for pictures.
Oh, boy.
Because they were all listening to the podcast.
Nice.
So I did get the ticket. And I did, and I, you know, and then I got let loose. But, I mean, I in South Carolina, you have a duty to inform. So I was informed.
Yes. We're going to talk about that. Okay. So here's the thing. What did they ask you? When they pulled you over, they usually ask something. What did they ask you?
They asked me if I knew why they pulled me over.
Exactly. Do you know why they asked that?
Well, they're probably getting me to. They're probably going to try to get me to admit something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right, because if you get pulled over, you can take it to court. So if they get you to verbally admit it, then they win. So when they pull you over, the first thing they do is say, "Do you know why I pulled you over?" And if you say, oh, yeah, I was speeding, well, then you can't fight it and say you weren't speeding because you verbally admitted that you were. So you admit nothing. You just say, oh, I don't know. So here's the thing. First of all, if you get pulled over, you don't know for sure if it's an actual police officer or someone posing as a police officer. So here's the way you can tell. If you get pulled over an actual police officer will tap your trunk or the back of your car with his hand. And they do that for two reasons. One, to make sure your trunk is secure so that no one's going to jump out of that trunk and grab you or grab them or anything like that. So for one thing, making sure your trunk is secure. And the other thing is it leaves their fingerprints on the trunk so they can trace it back to the police officer, proving that they had an interaction with that vehicle if they happen to drive away. So if you get pulled over and let's say it's an undercover car with just the lights and they do not tap your trunk, that should be an alert to you that this could be just some guy posing as a police officer trying to rob you, murder you, whatever the case may be. The next thing they do is come and tap on your window gently to ask you to roll it down. So when you first get pulled over, leave your window rolled up, keep your doors locked, because you don't know for sure if that's an actual police officer or someone posing. If they don't tap your trunk and their behavior is unusual, you get on the phone and you call the local PD and say, I've been pulled over. Can you verify that this is an actual police officer who has pulled me over? And they can wait. Just make the call. It's not worth it to risk your safety. So once that is established, let's say they tap your trunk and everything seems normal and you're comfortable. It's an actual squad car type vehicle and you believe that is actual police. Okay, now what do you do? Obviously, your doors are locked, your window is up because you want to make sure first. You keep your hands at 10 and 2 on the wheel. When you pull over, you're going to turn on your emergency flashers. You're going to turn on the dome light if it's dark out so they can see you. And then keep your hands at 10 and 2. Do not go for your license or registration or anything until they ask you to. If you see them tap the trunk and then tap on your window, you know they're legit. Once they tap on the window, then you roll it down and put your hands back at 10 and 2. They will ask you for your license and registration. Now, at this point, if you carry a firearm, you have to know the gun laws for the state you are in. You mentioned in North Carolina, you are obliged to tell the police officer that you have a concealed carry weapon. Well, when they pull you over, they run your plate.
Sure.
If you have a concealed carry license, they already know that you have one. So in that state, if you then do not tell them, you're in trouble. But if you're in a state that does not require it, they're going to know that you have a permit. But you don't have to tell them that you have a firearm. And the best thing to do is not to say anything if you're not required to. And here's why. There was a woman from Ohio. In the state of Ohio, you are required to tell them, I have a concealed carry permit. I have a firearm on me. And she had that drilled into her during her concealed carry classes. This is what you do. Well, that's in Ohio. She was traveling to Pennsylvania. She got on a freeway that for about 2 minutes, it loops into New Jersey and then comes back into Pennsylvania. During that 2 minutes of being in New Jersey, she got pulled over.
Sure.
And the first thing she did, just like she was taught in her concealed carry class, was say, I have a firearm. At that point, she was taken out of the car, frisked. They found the firearm. She was arrested. She was a single mother of two. She was put in jail. She can no longer ever carry a weapon. And she lost her job. She was in prison for something like 2 or 3 years because of this. And if she had just not said anything, they never would have known. And she would have been fine.
In New Jersey, they still have the same thing available to them that they do in Pennsylvania and Ohio.
Well, here's the thing. To make you step out of the vehicle...
I tell you what, hang on right there. We're in the conversation, and I let the break get up on us. We'll be right back talking to Keita Bussey. This is The Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey, and this is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Nexus Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with XS's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, XS has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with XS Sights.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over
25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Keita Bussey, we were talking about somebody, unfortunately, that drove into New Jersey. Now, who was the one that told you that you should not own up to
get
anything?
Clothes.
Yeah. Who gave you that? Which police officers?
I train a lot of police officers, and they are the ones who told me this.
You train any in New Jersey? Any of the New Jersey police officers tell you that? They did?
Also, okay. I train the NYPD as well.
Well, see, the problem here is this. In New Jersey, when they only recently passed a law, if you were going to a range, you could have the gun in the car.
Mm-hmm.
You could not stop to get a cup of coffee. That only just recently changed. If you had to use the restroom, you could not stop. You had to go range home range. That was it.
We'll
now,
talk about that.
Yeah. But now, if you have a gun in the car, whether you disclose it or not, you're smoked. Now, people that live in New Jersey really don't have they have a choice. They can live in New Jersey and deal with that, or they can move out of New Jersey. People that don't live in New Jersey, I mean, one of the things that would solve a lot of these issues, because Shanine Allen had the same thing happen to her, and there's been other people who have had this happen. There's a federal firearms law in place about the transportation of firearms.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a guy that was he was moving everything from where he used to live to where he was going to live. So he, for some reason, decided to park his car and take a nap in New Jersey. And he was in full compliance of the federal firearm law on the way you transport a firearm. Still, he got popped for that, because when you're in New Jersey, you are in a trap. You're not in, and you're, you know, you can do all the little tricks that everybody might advise you to do, but the best trick to do is to bypass New Jersey.
Yeah.
That's the best trick. So, as you were saying, anyway, I mean, the thing about with most of these people that seem to get popped, was this person you're talking about, were they a new gun carrier?
Yep, she just got her CCW.
Yeah, so, that's where everybody gets messed up. If you're going to carry, and see, the thing about this is that guns... People that carry guns are the most law-abiding people out there, but they're also...
Exactly.
While they're being the most law-abiding, they also presume, because they're also fairly good-natured people and stuff like that...
Right.
They also presume that...
everyone else will do the right thing.
That's right. So when they fail to do the right thing, like when you go into New Jersey, which is... it's you know, New Jersey is not a place for gun owners. I would not go into New Jersey to save my life.
So you talked about her being asked to step out of the vehicle. They usually don't do that unless they have probable cause.
Sure.
And that word is really important. So if they see paraphernalia, maybe you've been smoking marijuana or whatever, and they see something that triggers them to think, oh, they might be hiding something, or... You know, anything like a open bottle of whiskey or whatever in the vehicle, now they have probable cause. Without probable cause, they're usually not going to ask you to step out of the vehicle. Or if they think you might be on drugs or drunk or something like that, then they have probable cause to ask you to step out.
Well,
but usually they don't.
You want a quick story on that kind of thing?
Sure.
So there was a guy named Philippidis, lived in Florida, decided he had to go to New Jersey. So because he was going to New Jersey and because he was going to drive through Maryland, he decided to leave his gun at home because he knew he might get in trouble if he got caught with a gun in Maryland, which is nearly the same as New Jersey.
Right.
So on his way, he gets pulled over in Maryland. They run his tag. They know he has a concealed carry permit. As soon as they walk up on him, they're saying, where's the gun?
Mm-hmm.
They detained the Philippidis family for 6 hours. They pulled everything out of the car and a few things. Like, I think they dislodged one seat, and you know they were running dog.
They can see if you have a permit.
Right, because they can see if you have a permit. For them, this is when the probable cause is kicking in, because when you cross over into a state that's a little bit like East Germany used to be, at that particular moment, you had better be in a position. I mean, this is why your friend Vince Damiano makes the money that he makes. All these places, all these people that go into New Jersey, he probably has to sit on their guns, because if they go into New Jersey with them, it's one thing to get pulled over and say, okay, we know you got a gun, where is it? And if you go, well, it's a gun sitter, so they'll be like, oh, curses. Another person we have to let go because they complied with the law. But, you know, these kind of things, it's almost like a DUI trap used to be. They used to do these DUI traps all around military bases. You know this.
Yep.
And, you know, they came in and stopped that. But with these guns and with these states where they are just so totalitarian, you're in a losing situation if you go into that.
You are.
Period. I mean, that's why I don't.
So, here's the other thing with probable cause. If they don't have probable cause, they cannot search your trunk unless you give them permission. And they will ask you, can I search your trunk? And you can say no. And then without a search warrant and without probable cause, they cannot search your trunk. So here's the thing. When you're driving through New Jersey, it is legal for you to drive through New Jersey without stopping, just driving through. And if you happen to get pulled over and you're not stopped anywhere, it is legal for you to drive through New Jersey with a firearm in your trunk in a locked hard case with any ammo in a separate locked hard case.
That's the federal guideline.
Yes, but if you stop anywhere, then you're in trouble. You can only drive through. So get gas before and after. Do not stop while you're there.
Well, but now, heretofore, and I don't know if this has been challenged yet. And if it hasn't, maybe it should be. And you know what? I'm coming up on the break. So why don't you take the moment to tell everybody how to find you?
My website is 180firearmstraining.com. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram, 180firearmstraining. Email me at 180firearmstraining@gmail.com, where you can get a personalized copy of my book, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports. I also have a podcast on YouTube, Peta Bussi. The podcast is called 180 Firearms Training Podcast.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNH Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNH Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNH Precision. Welcome to the Moon Squad.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Former National Security Advisor under President Donald Trump, KT McFarland, was asked on Newsmax her thoughts on the possibility of Russia using nuclear weapons.
You know, this is the first time in my adult life I've been nervous about that. I wrote my dissertation 40 years ago on nuclear war between nuclear powers and the escalation into nuclear war. I am actually quite concerned. I sure hope that when President Biden goes to Europe, he talks to the European leaders about what's the exit plan. Is there, you know, what do we expect out of this?
Madeleine Albright, the first woman to serve as U.S. Secretary of State, has passed away from cancer at the age of 84. She was nominated for Secretary of State by President Bill Clinton and served in that role from 1997 to 2001. In a State Department briefing, spokesperson Ned Price said President Joe Biden and Secretary of State Antony Blinken have been notified of her death and send their condolences. This is USA Radio News. A federal judge in Ohio agreed with three Republican-led states and partially blocked a Department of Homeland Security directive that instructed Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers to prioritize certain groups of migrants for arrest and deportation. Judge Michael Newman of the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Ohio ruled that a September 2021 memo issued by DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas led ICE agents to violate laws mandating the detention of certain immigrants facing deportations because of their criminal convictions. A group of 40 U.S. Republican members of the Senate and House of Representatives Armed Services Committee are urging President Joe Biden to add a 5% increase above inflation for defense spending in his proposal for the fiscal 2023 U.S. budget. In his first year in office, Biden submitted a budget keeping the Department of Defense spending basically flat as he and many of his fellow Democrats sought to rein in the DOD budget. Biden is expected to announce his budget next week. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking to Keita Bussey. We've been talking about if you decide to get on the road, which that's going to be the only way I travel from now on, is getting on the road. And I'm going to, now here's the difference between me and a newbie, Keita. I have an application on my phone, which, you know, there's a few of them out there, and it tells me which states I have reciprocity with for my concealed carry permit. And I will study the law of every day, every place I go through.
Yeah.
And I'll be checking that twice, you know?
Here's the other thing. Go to ccwsafe/180ft.com to get covered for this kind of situation. They will send somebody to the site. They will bail you out of jail. They will cover your lawyer fees. Any time missed from work will be totally covered, and they will take care of you. If you're not sure how to sign up, it's less than the cost of Netflix. Just email me, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com, and I will help you get set up with that. So if you do, unfortunately, end up in one of these situations, they will send somebody right to the site to take care of you. Hopefully that doesn't happen, but it's a good thing to have, and it's something
that's,
like
yeah, that's another thing. You can look at that and everything else. I need to get my people to talk to them. They would be good to have on board.
Right.
Simply because of the education it would bring. So your takeaway from that is what? Besides, see, here's the thing with this, and I don't know the law, right? But I would think in these states where they have such a draconian set of stuff in place that you probably, in their state statutes, it's probably a probable cause, if you're from out of state, to be known to have a permit. If they check that against your tag and they know that, I wonder if that is considered to be probable cause, because I've never seen that. You know, the Philippidis family never challenged that in court. Shanine Allen didn't. Did you, this person you're talking about, did she ever challenge that in court?
Not that I know of.
I mean, some of these people in Jersey, when Chris Christie was the governor, the only way they could get away from it was to get pardoned by him. I mean, they seem to have some solid stuff in place as far as sticking it to you.
That's another thing, is don't ever talk to the police. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law.
Sure.
So when they pull you over and they say, "Do you know why I pulled you over?" They are trying to get something to use against you in a court of law. So you just say, "Oh, I don't know." That's all you can say, or say nothing.
Well,
so
I mean,
here's the reason I bring this up.
Sure.
I just went to San Francisco, California, to teach a class. In California, they have a limitation of 10-round magazines. I don't own 10-round magazines. The magazines that come with my gun, the CZ Shadow 2 Orange, are 17 rounds. So flying into California, checking my gun, I knew I was fine, no problem. The only time it could be a problem is if I were to get into some sort of trouble in California. In the international airport, they have different laws. They don't abide by state laws. It's international law. So at the airport, you're okay. Now, here's the interesting thing. Even though, okay, so I made sure my magazines were packed separately, locked up in the trunk, so unless they had probable cause, they weren't going to search the vehicle, search the trunk, and kept them hidden in my hotel room the whole time I was there. But then flying back out, I thought, well, even though it's an international airport and they don't abide by the same laws, I'm just going to play it extra safe. And it's a good thing I did. So what I did was put my gun in my checked bag. My daughter was traveling with me, so I took all of these magazines that were illegal in California and put them in her suitcase and hid them pretty well inside. When we checked the bag, I checked her suitcase first, watched it go on the conveyor belt until it was gone, and then I said, "Oh, by the way, I'm checking a firearm." So the magazines are gone, right?
Right.
So they're not going to pull all my bags and search them. They're only going to search the bag that has the gun. And it's a good thing I did that, because the local police showed up. And they said, "Oh, she has a CZ Shadow 2. These come with 17-round magazines." And they searched my entire bag, pulled everything out, dug through my dirty laundry, trying to find these 17-round magazines. And they said, "Where are the magazines that go with this gun? You couldn't have shot it without magazines." And I said, "I don't have any with me. There aren't any in this bag." And that's all I said. And they dissected that entire bag, tore it apart,
yeah,
yanked out the lining, trying to find these 17-round magazines, and there weren't any because I made sure that bag got on the belt and went away before I ever declared a firearm.
See, this is why I wonder about you instructors that go to these places like this, where I think it's probably easier for you to go to a place like the Philippines and get your guns and stuff over there than it is to go into some of these states in the United States. And, I when I hear about, I'm going to be training a class in California, I'm like, why? Why are you going to do that?
So I said to these guys, how come you're pulling out the lining of my suitcase? And they said, because it ain't my first rodeo, and I know this gun has 17-round mags. And Pixie's standing next to me, and she just starts giggling, and she whispered to me, it ain't your first rodeo either.
But obviously that whole international airport omission of their little state doctrine.
They were trying to overcome that by having the local PD come in.
Sure.
Which is ironic because I trained the San Francisco PD, and I know most of those guys. So I don't think they would have done anything anyway, but still, the fact that they were trying to overcome that international sort of, it's kind of like having an offshore bank, right? The international airports are like an offshore bank. They have their own set of rules. It's not state laws. It's international law.
Sure.
So it would have been completely legal once I'm inside the airport. But they still brought in the local PD, and they were trying to get me for this.
So maybe you should travel with 10-round magazines.
That would be the safer bet. Yeah, that would have been smarter, but I knew the loophole.
Sure. But, I mean, my thing is this. If I'm going to go into Nazi land, I'm going to be complying with the Nazi rules. Because that's a little bit like going overseas when you go to California, New Jersey, New York. When you go to those places there, in New Jersey, if you get caught with hollow point ammunition, that's a separate charge right there. I mean, they have so many little caveats there in place. California, the magazines, that's a thing. Because they know that they're washing them.
Yeah. And if you have, let's say you're using
your
range bag.
Hang on right there. Last break. We'll finish this on the other side.
Okay.
Finish this on the other side. Talking to Keita Bussey. She is the weaponized woman. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heat pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're talking to Keita Bussey. We've been talking about the conundrum that you can have just driving around in your car, doing everything completely legal where your permit was issued. But that's not always the case when you cross those imaginary lines into other states. You were about to go somewhere with that, and I had to hold you up. What were you about to say?
So I've said this before on the show. You never use your range bag as your carry-on. So a lot of people like to use their backpack carry-on as a range bag because it's a convenient size. But I've seen guys take it from the range and forget that they had an entire loaded magazine in that backpack, and then they go through security. And the problem with that is it's not just a fine or something for having it. It's every single round in that magazine is a separate fine and a separate prison sentence. So in a lot of places, it's 1 year per round in that magazine. So if you've got a 17-round magazine, that's 17 years in prison. So never use your range bag as your carry-on. Always put that in your checked luggage and have a separate bag as your carry-on.
Right.
And that's happened to me before where I've used it as my carry-on, and I did the death shake, and I was so sure there was nothing in there. I shook it all out, and I had this one round just somehow got in between, like, this little tiny flap way above the Velcro and was just wedged in there, and I had no idea it was there. And this was in the Philippines, where you really don't want to go to prison there. But luckily, I had Bato on speed dial and just gave him a call, and he got me off scot-free. But if you didn't have those kind of connections, you would be in prison.
Yeah.
And Bato is the chief of police for all of the Philippines.
Yeah. I can't think of too many places that I'd want to go to prison. Trying to think.
The Philippines would not be one of them.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't even want to go to prison.
Especially being
here.
A real girl and not a ladyboy.
Oh, yeah, there's that.
No, I'm a real girl.
What happens with that? I guess the lady boys beat you up then, right?
I guess so.
Yeah. Anyway.
Pleasant. Either way.
The thing about this, I think, now for you guys that are going in there and you're going to all these crazy places where you're not exactly persona gratis as you get there with your guns and all your other crazy shenanigans that you bring with it, is that you guys got to be on your game when it comes to packing. When it comes to packing your bags. And I mean, maybe you should buy about 20 10-round magazines, Keita. I mean,
that's
sort of
on
sounds,
the list now.
Yeah. Sort of sounds like
that
you barely missed that stuff.
That was a very close call. And, you know, because the international airport rules are different, I knew I would legally be okay, but I just had this bad feeling, and I said, you know what, Pixie? I'm going to put my mags in your bag and check it first. I just have this bad feeling. And
well,
so I did.
When you're in California, Stan, okay, don't sit out. Don't worry about what you're perfectly legal with and everything else, what you know is perfectly legal. I'm not a lawyer. No lawyer would tell you to make certain presumptions with them because they were looking to pop you.
They were.
When you declared a firearm, and I mean, it's not like it's not common knowledge. I mean, most of today's firearms are going to be holding more than 10 rounds.
Yes.
And
they were looking for them.
Yeah, they were.
They took out the insoles of my boots.
Sure.
Trying to find these magazines.
Yeah.
Ripped open my makeup bag and dumped my makeup all over the floor. They ripped open my dirty laundry. Like, I had a garbage bag with all of my dirty laundry. They shook it out on the floor, sorted through all my underwear right in front of everyone looking for these magazines.
Right.
Dug through my bras trying to see if they're hidden inside the little, like, the places where you slide the little
That's just silly. Looking at her insoles for boots. If you can't look at a boot and say, there's nothing underneath that insole, you're an idiot. But that's beside the point. At some point, they had to figure out, okay, you were ahead of them. So they just decided to humiliate you. But all I would say is if you're going to go into an area where this is going to happen, I would expect the worst thing to happen. I would not get out there and plan on the really good things going. And I would teach Pixie not to giggle.
Right, exactly. So the head of security came over and saw them doing all this. And he took one look at me and saw what they were doing and saw the gun and saw the stickers on the case and everything, and he said, are you Keita Bussey? And I said, yes. And he's like, I follow you on YouTube. And he said, guys, she's good to go. She's just a competitive shooter.
And they
went
with that?
They packed everything up and let it go.
Okay, so they went with that.
He basically name-dropped me, and I was good.
Well, he name-dropped you, but it sort of sounds like he might have been influential with them, which is really the only way they make that happen.
He was their boss.
Yeah. So, you know, you walk. I would characterize it this way, Keita, and you shouldn't be doing this. Okay? You should not be doing this. You should not walk a high wire without a safety line or a net. Ever. No matter
and
how good you are.
I fully admit I took a risk.
Yeah.
I know, I took a risk. I know I should have had 10 run magazines. I just hadn't ordered them yet, and I should have. So, yes, I took a risk, and I played the game.
Well, I mean, the fact that they didn't have them recall the other piece of luggage that Pixie had.
Right.
Was just sort of, you know, it was good luck on your part, but it was
I had them check it under her name so that the tickets wouldn't be attached.
Right. Okay. Well, but it's still, you know, I just don't want to see you get popped over this stuff. I don't want to see you get popped over this stuff because that would be disastrous. That would follow you no matter where you go.
And that's why on the last show I said I probably shouldn't say this on the radio, and I probably shouldn't. Because, yes, I should have done it the correct way and gotten the 10-round magazines. But I also feel like it's a good lesson for our listeners to understand, well, what happens if you do have 17-round magazines in California?
Mm.
Yes, there is a workaround. I don't recommend taking it. And, yes, I took a major risk, and nobody should do that ever.
I think if you were to open up your range bag, if they said, let's see your magazines, you open them up and they pull them out. Aha! 10-rounders. Oh, check that one. 10-rounder. Okay, fine.
Right.
They're walking away, shuffling their feet, because then they don't have to pull your luggage apart. And then they're sort of, it's sort of like you're going, so what was the problem again?
Right.
And, you know, that's just one of my private joys to have out, you know, to go out there and make those sort of provisions.
Compliant.
Yeah. But that's one of the reasons I don't go to California.
Yeah, and that's fully admitting on a radio show that I did something illegal, which is probably not a good idea, but I think the listeners would benefit from learning from my experience, even though, yes, I got away with it because I knew the loopholes. Do not do that.
Do not count on the loopholes. Never count on the loopholes.
Yeah. California.
Don't ever count on
Same
the loopholes.
Same thing with Colorado. If you go to Colorado, take 10-round magazines.
Really? Okay. Well, I mean, all I would say is this. Don't count on the loopholes because even if you get off of that, you're going to be having some discomfort beyond belief for months, if not years, getting exonerated from that.
Right.
Glad to have you back. Glad you came back. Glad you came back intact. and thank you for joining me today.
Thanks, Bill.
We got hour number 3 inbound. We're going to be joined by Nick Goff from Spikes Tactical. Got a couple of questions to ask him regarding carrying a gun that you might be out there in the wild, sort of a la Ukraine. What does he think that would look like here? You're listening to Lock and Load.
At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, It was sparks from me. Your handy chains. Dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.